This is Jim Winger at the 2024 Wheat Harvest Tour. I'm in Quinter, Kansas, visiting with Tony Hurl. Tony, you were telling me you farm south of Quinter, is that right?
Correct.
How's the wheat harvest gone this year?
It's gone real well. We've had test weights up around 62, 63. We've had some of the, they're making 63 bushels per acre. Some fields not as well. We didn't think we were going to start out that well, but once we got in there, it looked pretty good.
Have you gotten close to being finished at this point?
I got about a day left yet to go, but I broke the combine down, and we're trying to figure out where to go from here. So
that's always something happens during harvest, doesn't it?
Always does.
Have you been pretty pleased with what you've seen so far?
Yes, with the wheat harvest, yes. It's gone real smooth.
Up until now.
As far as protein levels, have those been decent?
The one ticket I seen that had protein on it was around 12, and I think they're pretty consistent. So, yes, protein's that's pretty well average, I think, for around here. A little higher.
Do you have any disease problems going into this?
No, we did spray a fungicide, which I think we was all debating whether we should do that or not. We ended up doing it, and I think that helped us a little bit there as well.
And as far as the fall crops, have you been able to get to those?
Got everything planted. Corn looks good. It could use a little more rain. It's been raining off and on here, but not as much as we need to. And the irrigated stuff looks real well. Feed looks good. Everything's growing good. So not really nothing to complain yet there. So
do you double crop anything?
No, not usually. We use a wheat corn milo rotation.
And as far as moisture, that hasn't been a problem in the wheat?
No, it rained enough earlier, and it's doing all right now.
Well, thank you, Tony. I've been visiting with Tony Hurl in Quinter, Kansas. This is Jim Winger. Appreciate it.
I'm not the best.